Would you grab your swords this morning? Psalm 63 and verse 1. You know, our Saturday mornings are a real blessing. And sometimes the Lord just reveals to us some things that are just powerful. Of course, anything he reveals to you is powerful. But Saturday mornings are really good for us. And it's just an intimate time with the Lord, and as he brings things across to us. And there was something that was spoken yesterday, and it was just on my heart today to continue to expound a little bit more on it. And the teaching is called Praying the Price. Praying the Price. And there is a price to pay. And everything in the eternal realm is paid by prayer. Prayer is money in the kingdom. Has everybody got it? Prayer is money in the kingdom. You do not purchase anything without prayer. So we're going to talk about praying the price. And in Psalm 63, in verse 1, would you speak it with me? Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. Early will I seek you. In other words, you're going to seek him the first part of your day. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. He's saying, man, my soul thirsts for you. And my soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. They thirst for you. My flesh thirsts for you. The things that I desire thirst for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So in other words, there is lack. There is lack of the presence of God, so he is thirsty for him. He said, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. My lips shall what? Praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. So anyone who has a hard time lifting your hands to heaven, here it is. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. Now, this is very powerful because there is no other satisfaction than the presence of God. And when you slack in prayer, one of the things that begin to happen is you begin to look for satisfaction. So you try to get busy to get satisfied. Some people play more sports. Some people work more hours. Some people do other things to try to get satisfied. Some people go out shopping, spend money to get satisfied. But there's truly only one place of satisfaction, and that's the presence of God. And it is established through prayer and praise. Prayer and praise. So there is a price to pay, and it's called praying the price, because again, you purchase everything from the internal realm by prayer. Amen. Psalm 103. Now the word says, if you seek me with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your strength, you will find me. You know, sometimes prayer can become ritualistic to an individual, the seeking really stops. Now they just pray. They're actually just throwing words out. And not that God doesn't hear the word that comes out of their mouth, but there's really no connection being made. So it becomes just a ritual. And listen, God has given us rituals so that we can get to his presence. Just like praise is a ritual to get to his presence, isn't it? Prayer is a ritual to get to him. But you must press through. So there is a price to pay. It's called praying the price. In Psalm 103, in verse 1, it says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Well, how do you bless him? You bless him by praise. You bless him by worship. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Again, there is satisfaction. There's satisfaction in prayer. There's satisfaction in praise. Psalm 36. Psalm 36. praying the price. Psalm 36, verse 7. Let's speak it. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house. Wow. Why? Because where are they at? They are in the secret place. Through what? Prayer. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasure. So you drink as you praise. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. And let not the foot of pride come against me. In other words, he knows that pride will move you out of the position and cause you to begin to trust. Listen, when you begin to trust a little bit in yourself, pride has already planted the seed. And the next thing you're going to do is you're going to slack off on prayer. And one of the things that the enemy wants to do is prevent you from making contact with the other side. Why? Because he knows if he can prevent you from making contact with the other side, you are not satisfied. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are not able to rise. Again, that drink that you get from heaven, that drink of the Spirit brings satisfaction. Psalm 37. Oh, glory. Psalm 37. Praise God. In verse 18, it says, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Who's the upright? We are those who walk upright. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Are we in evil times? Yes. And in the days of what? Famine, they shall be satisfied. Now, let me share something to you about famine. Famine comes in multiple ways. But in two ways that famine comes is when there's famine of God's revelation, his word, revelation. There's a famine when an individual becomes famined by revelation because they're not getting revelation, they cast off restraints. And they begin to look for satisfaction according to the world. And, of course, there's another famine, and that famine is a court financial famine. Food famine. Things that are lack. But I'm telling you, the Lord says, if you're an individual that is making contact with me and you are upright with me, no matter what's going on in your life, it may look difficult, it may feel difficult, it may even smell difficult, but he's going to provide and make a way out for you, and you'll be blessed no matter what's going on. As long as you don't rely on how you feel and what you see and what the world says. Proverbs 14. You will be satisfied during the famine. If you're praying the price and if you're praising the price. Proverbs 14. When an individual begins to slack in prayer, skip prayer. Everybody else around you will notice it first. And then you'll finally notice it. And then the world will notice it. Why? Because an individual, listen, I get so many calls of individuals struggling with certain things and whatever. And the first thing that they'll tell me is they have been slacking off in prayer. Or they say they're praying. Oh, I've been praying. But you know what? They're not really seeking. They're throwing words, like writing a letter to Santa Claus, and hope they'll get an answer. Because they're really not pressing in. They're not seeking. In Proverbs 14, in verse 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. In other words, when you go to prayer, God is going to establish your steps. If you're a person of not prayer, you'll establish your own. And you know what we do? We mess everything up. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from where? Above. You are looking for your satisfaction from above. Amen? Proverbs 18. Praying the price. Proverbs 18 and verse 17. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Casting lots causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty apart. 19. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. And contentions are like the bars of the castle. Verse 20. A man's stomach shall be what? Satisfied from the what? Fruit of his what? His mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. In other words, what you sow is what you eat. What you sow is what you eat. Amen? If you're sowing things of righteousness, you will be satisfied. If you're sowing prayer, if you're sowing praise, you're praying the price and you're praising the price. And there'll be satisfaction that comes to you. There's a peace and an overwhelming fulfillment. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. As a man sows, that he shall reap. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and verse 1. Let's speak it together. I will bless the Lord at when? All times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So are you sowing constantly? Yes. You know, the Bible says pray without ceasing. Praise without ceasing also. My soul shall make boast its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he what? And he heard me. And he delivered me from what? All of my fears. You know, some of us who walk in fear. Fear of losing something. Fear of losing control. Fear of lack. Fear. Fear is a terrible enemy. Fear nullifies faith. And fear brings bondage. But he says, I sought the Lord. In other words, I sought him in prayer, and the Lord delivered me from all of my fears. Why? He prayed the price. So he paid. Does everybody got it? He paid to get rid of his fear. By what? Prayer and praise. Amen? Oh, to God be the glory. Psalm 37, verse 1. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his what? Faithfulness. Delight yourself. Everyone say, delight yourself. Also in the Lord. How are you going to delight yourself? Prayer and praise. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You know why he's going to give you the desires of your heart? Because they're not yours. They're his. Why? Because if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, now you've exchanged your desires for his. He will not give you your desires. He gives himself his desires. So you either are going to participate with it or not. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. How do you commit your way to the Lord? Prayer. It's impossible to commit your way to the Lord without prayer. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. What's he going to bring to pass? The desire that he imparted in you. Because it's his. See, you're supposed to birth these in. Everything from the spirit realm comes in by you birthing it. So when he gives you revelation that brings vision, if it's God, there'll be provision and everything will be provided. You will not have to struggle. The only reason why people struggle is because they're still dealing with self. Has everybody got it? You're still dealing with self. And the only way that you're going to mortify your flesh is through prayer. You come to the end of yourself in prayer. You're exchanging yourself for himself through prayer and praise. It says, he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. Well, the Bible says you and I don't have righteousness. The only righteousness that our righteousness is filthy rags, but his righteousness is what expounds. So it says, he shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. In other words, he's going to bring his righteousness forth as light in you. And your justice as the noonday. Verse 7, what's it say? Rest in the Lord and wait what? Patiently for him, and do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Oh, hallelujah. You know, there's many people getting wealthy out there because they're trying to buy their way into heaven by trying to be good. Good doesn't buy your way into heaven. There's only one who paid the price for you and me. And it started with prayer. Jesus did not die on the cross. He died in prayer first. The Bible says he prayed three times. He even sweat blood. That's where blood was first shed, was in prayer. He had to die to himself first before he could die on the cross. Nobody would volunteer to say, go ahead, whip me, go ahead, beat me, tear my face apart, and nail my wrists to a piece of wood and my ankles to a piece of wood. I don't know of any human that would be willing to do that for another human. But he did it for me and you. But he prayed the price because he died first in the garden to himself. Psalm 27. He prayed the price for me and you. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will what? Seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his what? Pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies and around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. In other words, he praised the price, didn't he? He went to the tabernacle to pray. And he ended up praising. In Revelation 3. Revelation chapter 3. And verse 18. Revelation 3 verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire. Now listen. He counsels you to buy gold. How are you going to purchase anything? Prayer. Prayer is the only way you purchase things from the kingdom. But he says, I counsel you to buy. So let me share something with you. You get counsel in prayer. As long as you're hearing right. Counsel comes in prayer. So when you go to prayer, God is going to give you counsel. He's going to give you strategies. Counsel, the Bible says, in a multitude of counselors are safety and wisdom. He may direct you what to do to go see someone. I get people that call me many times and say, the Lord told me to call you this morning. Why? Because they're just basically looking for confirmation on something. But we get counsel in prayer. But there's a price for the counsel. It's called prayer. Everything is paid for through prayer and praise. Amen? He says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire that you may be rich, and white garments, and that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may what? See. So what else is prayer going to bring? Sight. It's going to bring vision. Vision is associated with revelation. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. So God corrects us, doesn't he? So many people will get corrected and run instead of getting corrected and say, thank you. We need to say, thank you, Lord, for smacking my head. Thank you. Even David, what did the Lord say? He said, if somebody wants slaps you in the cheek, give them the other one. Man, today somebody slaps you in the cheek, they rumble. He says, if they ask for something, don't ask it for it back. Now, people get offended because they lend somebody something and they don't get it back. Well, then they're looking at themselves as being their own provider. Is it disrespectful? Yes, it is. But are you going to go bonkers over it? No. So what? That's between them and God now. You do your part, let God deal with them. Amen? So we must pray the price. Go to Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4. Is everybody there? 4:4. It says what? Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And let your gentleness be made known to all men, that the Lord is where? At hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, prayer. You can't do anything without prayer. You must make contact with the other side every morning by prayer. Or you will walk in your own strength, which won't last. You will make decisions according to your carnal common sense, which will make mistakes. And the end result will always be disastrous. Why? Because you're a child of God and the devil's come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's looking for every way he can access you. John 9. John chapter 9, in verse 31. Would you read it with me? John 9, verse 31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners. But if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears. That's pretty powerful. So if you're not right with God, he's not going to answer your prayer. In other words, what you're trying to purchase with prayer will be nullified until you get right. Has everybody got it? It's like counterfeit money. You can go to the store and try and use counterfeit money, and if they find out, it doesn't work. Right? Well, God knows. So what you're actually doing is you're going to him with counterfeit prayer because you haven't made it right with the Lord. Even the Bible says that when a husband and wife, when there's conflict, it can hinder the prayer. So you can be praying, oh, Lord, what you need to do first is repent. Because God does not reconcile himself with us except for through the blood. And that must be established by repentance. We never go to God and tell him who's right and who's wrong. Because that's irrelevant. There's only one right. Every one of us is wrong. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Daniel 10. Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 10. Now Daniel was praying. Daniel 10:10. Daniel was praying. In verse 10, it says, suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard." So it's going to take two things. Again, prayer is just not going out and praying. Prayer is setting your heart. You must make connection. You must focus. It's not a ritual prayer. It may seem like a ritual prayer to you because you may repeat the same thing every day in some parts of your prayer, but it's where your heart's at. You must make connection with your heart. You must focus. You must see him. He says, "Seek my face." Go look for him. Put his face in front of yours and speak to him face to face. He says, "Listen, your words were heard when you set your heart to understand and you humbled yourself." And verse 13. And of course he says, "And I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I had been left there alone, there with the prince of Persia." So we had a principality fight for 21 days in the spirit realm. Now go to verse 14. "Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come." So he was sent, he was the angel of revelation who was sent to bring revelation so he could see, and he was releasing wisdom so he could understand. That comes through prayer. You have not because you ask not. And he says what? "And you don't get because you ask amiss, because you're going to spend it on your flesh. You're going to spend it on your desire, but not mine." Is everybody okay? So you must pray the price. 1 Peter 4. Listen, you got to humble yourself. Sometimes you might be having a hard time to pray. Then grab somebody's hand and say, "Pray with me." First Peter chapter 4. In verse 7. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Praying the price. Verse 7. "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for the love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling." People grumble because of lack of prayer. "As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do as it is abundantly which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So we're to be watchful in prayer. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And he says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Verse 18. "Praying." Everyone say, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication." What? In the Spirit. That means praying in tongues. You want revelation? Pray in tongues. "Being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints." So listen, so many times people have a hard time what to pray. Man, just pray in the Spirit. You know, people take tongues in the area where they just think it's just, because they don't understand it. Because they don't understand what they're praying, then they just don't pray it. Let me tell you, if you've been granted the gift of tongues and you're not using it, it means your flesh is still running your life. I see people standing and get in front of God and everybody's together and we start praying in tongues, and some people don't pray in tongues even though they've prayed before. You know, that means your flesh is running your life. Your spirit's weak. The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But right now, your flesh is weak to temptation because your spirit is not strong to overcome. Has everybody got it? So that means your flesh is leading you. Your flesh is still ruling your life. That's a sure sign of where you're at. When it comes time to pray in the Spirit, and you're choosing English, your common language, instead of praying in the Spirit, you can be guaranteed your flesh is stronger. Or else, because you'd want to connect right away. Romans 8, in verse 24, it says, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? For if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our what? Weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered or understood." So most of the time, people don't even know what to pray. Pray in the Spirit then. Just pray. Pray until you start spitting cotton balls. Pray. And then all of a sudden, peace will overcome you. You know, yes. Something's happened. I don't know it, but I know something's happened. I don't know what happened, but I don't have to know. I just got to walk it out. Well, all come to pass. You know, praying in the Spirit. Praise God. Why? Listen, if you're praying in the Spirit, you're depositing, aren't you? You're depositing in the bank. You're purchasing something. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. You know, some people think they don't need to pray because they're good people. I'm a good person. Pray? Yeah. The only thing they do is bless the food. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that what? Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in truth." Prayers, intercessions, sublimations in the Spirit for all men. So you're not only praying for yourself, you're praying for others. How do you think people get rescued? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Everybody okay? "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons." Now why do you think that they're going to depart from the faith? They're not paying the price, are they? They're not paying the price. So if they're not paying the price, if they're not making connection, they're going to be easily deceived. People who are truly not praying are easily deceived. Again, the number one thing the enemy does is prevent you from making contact with the other side. He knows that if he can prevent that, he's already got you snared with the bait of pride. And he begins to draw you further and further away from prayer, then further and further away from fellowship, further and further away from the presence of God. And now he begins to promote you. And you begin to look at you. Well, what about me? And what about this? And all of the self-me stuff, instead of kingdom business, is now self-business. Because of lack of prayer. Not willing to pray the price and praise the price. James 5. Remember? He said, "Daniel, the moment you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself, heaven heard. Heaven heard. And your answer was on the way." James 5, verse 13. It says, "Is any among you what? Suffering. Let him what? Pray. I get people come to me and say, pray for me, do this. I say, well, pray for yourself. You haven't prayed for yourself. You want me to pray for you? You go seek first. Then let me know. I had one woman do something terrible. And this woman used to come up to me all the time, pray for me, pray for me. And I'd pray for her. Then one day she came up to me and she said, and was at a Bible study. And she said, pray for me. I said, and the Lord said, tell her to pray for herself. I said, pray for yourself. She shot me the finger. She came to service the next time with fungus all over her feet. That's what happened when the woman came against Moses. Became fungus, all leprosy. And I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, don't worry, I'll remove it. The same thing that happened to Miriam has happened to her. I went, whoa. She came in with fungus. She had sandals on because her feet were so full of fungus, like leprosy. Kind of frightened me. I thought, whoa. Kind of gave me a revelation, like, man, we better be careful about God's anointed and what we say against people and so forth. Yeah, so I told her to pray for herself. I said, you pray for you. She didn't like that, and this was in front of all kinds of people. My flesh wanted to take her finger and tie it in a bow, but I didn't say nothing. I just shook my head, and I turned. I looked. I went and turned my face and took looked to the Lord. You know, Lord, what do you want me to do here? Nothing. Okay. So go pray for yourself. Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Verse 14. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. And the prayer of the faith will what? Save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be what? Forgiven. Why? Because he's going to confess, isn't he? He's going to repent. So he says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman avails much. Anoint the heads, right? About a few months ago, the Lord put on my heart about making an anointing oil. And so we just, we finished bottling some. So we have some. So you can get with my wife if you want to purchase any. But it's awesome. Wonderful fragrance with frankincense and myrrh. And man, go anoint yourself every day. Anoint your home. Anoint your car. Man, go around, anoint everybody and pray for them. At least they'll smell good. Revelation 5. And we'll close here. I try to anoint myself every day, especially when I go to jail to preach. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So your prayers are also incense to the Lord. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Does everybody see that? We shall reign where? On the earth. Well, so let's start reigning. But you got to pray the price. Because if you don't pray the price, authority is not granted. If you don't pray the price, you're still in the flesh. You must pray the price and praise the price. Everything, there is a cost. Even salvation, there is a cost. Somebody paid the price for you, but you must pray the price by repenting. You repent. In other words, your cooperation with God is always associated with prayer. Do nothing without prayer and supplication. You birth things in. You bring things in from the spirit realm to the natural realm. There's many individuals who still do not pray, and many individuals who do not worship the Lord or praise the Lord with all their heart. They think they made it already. Oh, I made it. I don't need to do that stuff no more. Let me just lift one hand up. That's stinking religion. And it's pride. Nobody's made it until we get in that throne room and he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." That's when you made it. Other than that, we're still fighting. We're praying the price and praising the price that we may be found faithful to enter. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We ask that the seed be protected by the blood of the Lamb, that it will grow and bear fruit for your glory, and that revelation would come forth through your word today, that conviction would turn the hearts, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Lord, as we continue to pray the price and praise the price, let the manifestation of these prayers and praise be seen unto men and be revealed unto us, that glory would be unto you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.